Pokedex number 061. Poliwhirl. Bellydrum. By Stunticons. Read by Mistborn Hero. Summary. You remember this video camera? You had it when you were young. The camera is old, the lens covered in dust. You are a little surprised when it turns on, as you had thought for sure the batteries would have corroded by now. It turns on, though, and you start to look through the gallery. Most of the photos are blurry pictures of your old family grew life, Arcanine now, and photos your mother took of you upon your request. Looking through it, you find a video, and decide to hit play. The camera starts pointed down at the ground, which is extremely muddy, and all the surrounding leaves are shiny. It either had just rained, or was actively raining. You couldn't tell. There is the sound of shuffling as the camera adjusts, and it quickly shifts to a point at a pond. Here we see Poliwhirl in its natural habitat. You smile, hearing the voice of a child doing their best impression of a documentarian. The grip on the camera is shaky, but not too shaky that you can't see the subject of the child's fascination. A Poliwhirl, poking its head out of the water. It normally has a bunch of Poliwags around it, but I think it is alone right now. The Poliwags are probably playing somewhere else. The Poliwhirl is staring up at the child as it raises a bit more. The spiral on its stomach becomes visible. My dad was telling me about them. He likes the water types. He was telling me that the spiral on its stomach can put people to sleep, but I don't feel tired when I look at it. Poliwhirl are very tough. They have gloves, like boxers. They can go in the ring. This is absolutely not true, and you struggle to remember where the child could have even gotten this information. The camera moves around a bit, as the child seems to survey the surrounding area, and the lens zooms in on the rocks close to the water. It evolves into a polywrath when it holds a water stone, but I don't really know if that's true because there's a ton of stones in the water and this one's perfectly fine. Should I take it out? Dad said they need water, but I see them on land sometimes. If there's a ton of rocks, would that hurt to walk on? The child seems to have dropped their documentarian impression, and is instead just talking to the camera now. Also, aren't there usually other Pokemon around? What if it gets into a fight with them? Dad said they eat Genma, but that seems pretty unfair to the Genma. And how does it eat? I don't see a mouth. Is the spiral connected to its mouth? Hold on. The end.